Hi, I'm Lynette White.
Hi, I'm Dr. Renee Bryant.
And we are your hosts for the Ed Branding Podcast,
which is all about amplifying connections, voices, leadership, and stories and education. And if you haven't already, follow the Ed Branding Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you know when the episodes drop. We also have the Ed Branding channel on YouTube, so go over there, hit like and subscribe. And our book, the Ed Branding book, How to Build Leadership with Social Influence, will be out soon on DBC Inc., Dave Burgess Incorporated.
And on this episode of the Ed Branding Podcast, we are thrilled to welcome Derek Tran. Derek Tran is a proud military veteran and consumer rights attorney. He is currently running for Congressional District 45, and we are so excited to have a conversation with him today.
Good morning, Derek Tran. We are so excited to have you on the podcast on this fine Sunday morning. Thank you so much for making time for us. And again, happy Sunday. We are so thankful for you. We're so thankful for you being out in the community. Me personally, I am thankful to you for taking time to visit our Vietnamese dual language immersion program, the first secondary one in the entire United States at Magnolia High School in Anaheim Union High School District. And it was great to be able to showcase that to you. And thank you for taking time to just talk to our scholars and get to know our needs and our community. We just saw each other at several TET. And if people don't know that vocabulary, it is a Vietnamese Lunar New Year celebration. So all over for about a month, right? And still today, more celebrations. So just excited to be able to spend all that time with you. You are a first generation Vietnamese American with an all American story. And so I'm so excited for people to get to know you. For those who don't know you, please share some of your story.
Of course. Hi, everyone. Renee, Lynette, thank you so much for having me on today. It is really my honor. A little bit about who I am. You know, I grew up extremely poor. My parents were refugees from Vietnam. So from an early childhood, I remember having this feeling of indebtedness to this country that took in my parents, that, you know, gave us money. I mean, the family was on food stamps, Section 8 housing, WIC. And I remember at an early age that I had this sense of, you know, wow, this country is amazing. They took us in and they're helping provide for the food on our table, the roof over our head. And I was just so gracious that you know, the United States of America did all of this for my family. So at an early age, you know, I wanted to give back. And at 18, I enlisted in the military without telling my parents. And, you know, that was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my entire life. I learned so much from the military, discipline, integrity. I mean, things were just that you know, you hear and you watch on TV, but experiencing it and going through boot camp and being part of a unit and having the camaraderie of fellow soldiers, it's there's no words to explain any of that. But, you know, that is my beginning of the service path that I took.
That's awesome. What branch of the military were you in?
So I enlisted in the Army Reserves. And then in 2003, I was called to active duty for the Iraqi conflict. I was so fortunate that, you know, I was stationed stateside. So my unit was stationed on Homeland Security, and we were based in Fort Stewart for almost half a year.
Oh, wow. So I'm an Army brat. Both my parents were in the military. They were both in the Army, actually. And my dad is a former drill sergeant. So you know how that kind of upbringing was, right? But the Army gave us so much opportunity for my family. And so I'm very appreciative to you and your service.
I wanted to thank Lynette and thank her parents for their sacrifice to this country.
Okay, Derek, tell us a little bit more. So you left the military, and what happened next?
So I went to, when I got activated and during the Iraqi conflict, I was in my last quarter of my undergraduate, receiving my undergraduate degree. So a senior year in Waltham, Massachusetts. I was at a school called Bentley University. And then I got pulled out of school So I was fortunate that the school was able to graduate me, even though I was just under a quarter left of school. And then I went to work for the mayor of Los Angeles in public safety. And then I always had this inner feeling that there's more for me in life. So I pursued law school part-time. So I was working during the day and I held various jobs after the mayor's office. I worked for LA Unified, managing their bond program for state match funds. And I did some insurance work, but ultimately I was working full-time and going to law school during the night. And it took me 4 years of night school. And then I passed the bar on my first go.
Congratulations. That's awesome. What a great story. So I'm excited to get into this interview. And so I'm going to start with the question that we ask everyone when they first come on the show. Renee's mm-hmm. brand is connection and my brand is tell your story. In one word or short phrase, what would you say your brand is and why?
I would say it's selfless service. I say this because of my military background. And in my legal career, I've dedicated my practice to representing those individuals that are harmed at the workplace, whether it be from discrimination, harassment, wrongful termination. That is the legal work I have done. And really my, you know, we're going to get into it, but my run for Congress is really the, you know, bigger calling, higher calling for me to serve. And that's what I've always been about in my life.
That is evident in your story. So I think, Derek, you may be the first guest we've had on the podcast who has served in the military. Can you please tell us a little bit more about this choice to serve, your experience in the military, and why people should consider serving their country in this way?
Wow. I mean, there's no better way to give back and serve your community, your country, than by joining the military. The discipline that they instill in you, the integrity that is taught to you. I mean, from basic training, they teach you how to look out for each other, how to defend for the freedom of the United States and democracy. And at the end of the day, that's what builds character. And my choice to serve was because I wanted to give back to this country. And one of the things that, you know, I would advise the listeners who may be interested in joining up as an enlisted or an officer is that make sure you really think about the career path you want in the military. I did not have that opportunity. I think I rushed through the process. I wasn't aware that there were so many different various jobs that you can have in the military. One of the positions that I chose, or the job MOS, they call it MOS, military occupations specialty, was I selected being a cook, a 92 golf, which is an Army chef. I learned lifelong skills from that. I mean, I can cook up a storm. I could make enough food for 300, 600 people, no problem. But there was so much more to it that I wished I took the time to select other careers in the military. And one of the things that I do regret when I think back is that I should have served my 20 years in the service. I did 8 years. It wasn't enough. Now that I think about it, when you're in that process, it felt long. But now in hindsight, you know, I should have done another 12 years. I think that part of me, I do I wouldn't say regret, but if I had to do it all over again, I would have stayed in for another 12 years.
Awesome to hear. Great advice with the career path. It makes all the difference in your military experience, I think. So branding can be used in both a negative and a positive way. As a consumer rights attorney, how do you see branding being used for the power of good?
Right. And I think, such an important question, Lynette. I grew up in an era as a consumer rights lawyer where, you know, we were labeled as ambulance chasers. And that is the most negative connotation that you can have as a lawyer. It's almost saying, hey, you're pursuing the money aspect of it. But in reality, that's not the case. Some of the biggest, my biggest heroes, the people I look up to and my mentors are trial lawyers. And these lawyers are the ones that take on cases with their own money, and they pursue justice for their client who's been harmed by a product, by a negligent company. And, you know, that is the type of branding that we have to keep reminding the consumers, the people about, that lawyers are more than, you know, yeah, they might have a nice suit, but they are there to protect you. And, you know, when you encounter a situation where you're hurt, the first thing you need is a doctor. The second person you're going to need in your life is a lawyer to help you right that wrong, to help you heal, to help you really get back on your feet. And that's something people don't really think about. So in many ways, you know, branding is so important. There's, like you said, negative and positive. And the way I like to look at it from a consumer rights standpoint is that, you know, we are the ones that are putting up our own collateral, our own money to pursue cases for our clients to help them. And that needs to be reminded to the public.
Perfect. Thank you. I learned a lot in that one answer. That's amazing. So you are making a run for Congressional District 45 in California. And I clarify that because we have listeners in all 50 states and all over the globe, luckily. And so why? The big question is, why run and why run now?
Great question, Renee. I'm running now because there is no better time to answer the call to serve than now, than today. One of the reasons that I made my decision to run for the California 45th District congressional seat is because they need representation in this district. They have not received the representation that they deserve, the people of the California 45th District. While I recognize that I will be representing all of the cities in my district, all of the culture, all of the heritage in this district, I also want to, you know, bring up that the district is comprised of one of the highest AAPI electorate in our nation. 17% of that electorate is Vietnamese Americans. Next year marks the 50th year anniversary since the fall of Saigon. And the people, the refugees, the immigrants who left Vietnam and came to this country, a lot of them, a majority of them, settled right here in the 45th district in Little Saigon. It's known as the iconic Little Saigon, Westminster, Garden Grove, Fountain Valley. And, you know, in that 50 years, we've never had a voice in Congress. There has never been a Vietnamese American represent them. And while I will go to Congress in DC to represent everyone, it is not forgotten on me that I will be the voice for this largest Vietnamese community in our nation. So that is a very motivating factor for me.
That's awesome. I mean, servant leadership for sure. Like throughout all your answers, throughout your whole career, it's been very cool hearing your story. So we mentioned a lot about networking in our book, and I personally attribute it to the opportunities I've been blessed with. What role has networking and connection played in your own success and the success of your campaign so far?
Such a great question, Lynette. And one of the things I have to say is networking, if you really break it down, it really comes down to relationships. And I'll talk about networking from a business owner, lawyer view, which was, you know, without being able to network and build relationships, I wouldn't be able to get other lawyers to trust me with the referrals and the cases. Without having the network and the relationship to get new clients, I would have been able to have a successful legal career. And then translate that towards campaigning and being a candidate. Without being able to network and building those relationships, I wouldn't have people trust me with donating money to my campaign, canvassing for me, and just being there for me and voting for me eventually, right? So to me, I think networking is so important in all aspects of someone's career, especially from a small business owner perspective to a candidate's perspective.
All right. So speaking of running for office, you know, Derek, that I'm running for Corona Norco Unified School District, School Board Area 5, and I'm brand new to this. I'm learning a lot about running for office. And one of the pieces of advice I've heard so far is always make the ask. So right here and now, what is your ask for our listeners?
Renee, congratulations to you. We need you. You know, being a candidate is so hard, so hard. You know that. This is my first time running as well. I hate asking people for, you know, money. And that has been the ask that I had to do every single day when I wake up. But, you know, as we listen and that, as I participate in this podcast, you know, I want the listeners out there, if you can, spread the good word. There is a strong candidate out there. His name is Derek Tran, and her name is Renee Bryant, Dr. Renee Bryant. You know, we need support, and we need support from, it could be financial, it could be volunteering to canvass for us, it could be your vote if you live in our district. So that is the ask. You know, thank you.
Thank you so much for that. That's awesome. It's been great having you on the podcast. As we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
It's been a complete pleasure to be on this podcast. Listeners out there, thank you so much for listening to the Ed Branding Podcast. You know, these two ladies do an amazing job educating you all. Thank you so much again for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, Lynette, another masterclass time with Derek Tran, who is running for California 45th District Congressional seat. It was really great. Once again, I've heard his story a few times. Every time I'm really moved. Like many of our guests, he does have an all-American story. And so it's so amazing to hear the power of possibilities always that exists in our nation. And I learned a lot. And I also really appreciated hearing his take on why people might want to serve and the advice that he gave, because that is a career opportunity for many people that's very successful. So very, very excited. Again, just am appreciative of his willingness to be vulnerable. It takes a lot of vulnerability to run for office. So I'm really appreciative to him for making that run and being vulnerable and his willingness to serve. Lynette, what resonated with you?
It was a great episode. I thought it was pretty cool that he chose to serve in the Army, even though he didn't tell his parents. That was kind of interesting. And then just the progression of his career from what he mentioned, the mayor's office, to the LAUSD working on the bond program, and then being a full-time employee plus law student. Like, just a really cool career. And he still looks super young, still got lots of career ahead of him. So pretty cool. Very cool episode. I liked what he said about branding and marketing, and definitely the networking equals relationships. Such a cool angle hearing it from a consumer rights lawyer. But yeah, great episode. It was cool getting to know him and hearing his story.
Yes. And so for us, for the Ed Branding book, How to Build Leadership with Social Influence, it's running off my tongue much easier now than when we first decided on the title. We are closer. We got a sample edit of what the book will look like. And it was pretty exciting. It looks pretty cool on the inside, the design graphics. So little by little, we're getting there. And it will be out soon, and excited for it to be out. And yeah, as I talked about with Derek, I'm making a run for CNUSD, Board of Trustees Area 5. So if your friends live in South Corona, that area, please tell them to vote for me, canvas, all those good things.
Connect Ed is all good. We're helping people share their story, helping organizations share their story. I just came back from the AXA Women's Leadership Network for Region 3. They had their inaugural conference. That was super cool. So just out there talking about Ed Branding, talking about telling your story. And it's been great.
Yes. And I have to say, Lynette, that I was a little worried, like, what is the Ed branding presentation going to look like at the California Association for Bilingual Education? But I'm proud to report to you that, you know, thank you for trusting me. All, you know, always we trust each other to go do what we need to do. So it was fun presenting. It was a packed room. People are really appreciative. And I was worried. I'm like, one person's going to show up that's into branding and it's going to be PIO from Fontana or something. But it was, we had a packed room. It was super funny. And shout out to Jerry and Bianca and Lorraine who came by. They probably just saw the flyer and thought you were going to be there. They didn't realize you were going to be there. But it was nice for them to stop in and say hi. I was able to give them our little postcards with Jerry's quote on it. So, yeah, we're out there spreading the good news about and the positives about branding and education. So great job, Lynette. And we'll see who our guest is this week.